Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
So do you use your phone to make phone calls with? What else do you do with it? Do you watch video? Do you play music? Do you use apps? Well, the gentleman on the line today on WAMS on the Burke Allen Show is an app designer and developer. He has a new series of apps that take many of us back to our childhood. They're Dr. Seuss apps. Green Eggs and Ham, The Cat in the Hat, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Dr. Seuss is vaulting into the 21st century with the help of Michelle Cripollani and his team at Ocean House Media. Hey, Michelle, thanks for being on the Burke Allen Show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, you're quite welcome. Tell me how one gets into the app development business.
Oh, well, you know, it's interesting. App development's really become huge in the last 2 years. Apple's provided a platform that's actually quite easy for anyone that's moderately technical. You're able to join through the Apple Developer Program and start building apps. In our case, we're a group of prior video game designers, so we were able to go pretty high-end and put out some pretty fancy apps.
If any of our listeners are not familiar with exactly what an app is, could you break that down for us? What do you do with an app?
Sure. An app is just a, you know, the terminology comes from application. And what it really is a mobile phone now, like an iPhone, is as complex as a computer. And like a computer, it can run small individual programs. So rather than just being able to dial or check maps or have your address book, you can download applications or apps and put them on your iPhone and do just about anything, almost anything a computer, and you could do on a computer. So whether it's browse the web or check prices in a grocery store, or in our case, Dr. Seuss books for kids.
And our guest today is an app developer with Ocean House Media, and you can check out their work at oceanhousemedia.com. Michelle, Dr. Seuss, very beloved by, you know, billions of kids all over the world. As a matter of fact, my 5-year-old's favorite books are his Dr. Seuss books. When you begin to look at that, certainly from a business standpoint, you have to think, wow, this is a fantastic opportunity. But from a personal standpoint, were you a fan of the Dr. Seuss books, and were you drawn to this particular project?
I was a huge fan of Dr. Seuss growing up, and it's just an honor to be involved with the estate of Dr. Seuss to be able to do this. What we're trying to do is we're developing the apps that we believe Dr. Seuss would build himself if he were alive. And his goal in writing the books was to educate children and to teach them to learn how to read in fun, whimsical ways. And all we've done is taken it to the next level with the narration and the sound effects and the playfulness in the apps themselves.
Whose idea was it? Was it your idea to approach the Dr. Seuss descendants? Was it their idea to do apps, and did they seek you out? How did all that come together?
We approached them. My wife and I had discussed the possibility of approaching them. This business that we've built at Ocean House Media is based around the concept of approaching print publishers and helping them to adapt their material to new digital forms. We had already had success with a couple of other publishing houses, and I had a relationship with Dr. Seuss that I was able to tap into without going into too much detail, but I was able to get a personal phone call, and the phone call turned into a meeting, which turned into a great pitch and demo, and, around Christmas of last year, we had the rights to one book, which was How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and we put 3 apps out. They all did very well at Christmas. They were critically acclaimed. They sold very well, and based upon the success of those 3 apps, we were able to get access to the entire 44-book library from Dr. Seuss.
So you have them all now. You've got the entire Dr. Seuss catalog. What can you do with the Dr. Seuss app?
So the apps themselves, they read like books. We have all the original artwork. We've relayed out the pages because the text has to work a little bit different in a small format. But we have professional narrators that read the book. We have music, sound effects. You can touch pictures in the illustrations, and the word is spoken to you or spoken to the child, and the letters fly up, so the child gets a picture-word association. In Green Eggs and Ham, you can click on any word in the paragraph text, and it will speak that word for you. So if the child is having a hard time trying to sound out a word like that, if you click on it, it will say that, and it will help you understand. And basically, it's just we've taken the rather than the book just being static, we've made it interactive, and it supports the child learn how to read.
Sounds fascinating. Michelle Cripollani is our guest today. He's with Ocean House Media. Visit him online at oceanhousemedia.com and take a look at Green Eggs and Ham, which I think is your featured app this month, if memory serves me correctly.
It is. Actually, this is the 50th anniversary of the original printing of Green Eggs and Ham from 1960. And in celebration, we've taken all of the apps and put them at 50% off. So they're all being featured, but Green Eggs and Ham is fantastic.
If you have any questions and you'd like to call in and be a part of the program, whether it be on technology, Dr. Seuss, or, gosh, whatever's on your mind, we'd love to hear from you at 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. Back with our guest, Michelle Cripollani from Ocean House Media, right after this.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show, talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You can also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com and experience Dark Force.
This is the Burke Allen Show, WAMS, and we're talking apps. And the gentleman who joins us on the line now has an app for every Dr. Seuss book ever made. His name is Michelle Cripollani, and he's with Ocean House Media. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. There's lots of talk these days, Michelle, about the role of computers in young people's lives. And, you know, apps, I guess, are an extension of that. You're doing Dr. Seuss apps. Are your thoughts that I would assume that apps and computers are a good thing for kids?
I do. I believe they're the next extension of where we're going. I think books and education, I think it's just evolving. And we're reaching a point where children are more accustomed to electronic formats, the interactivity that's available to them. I think students and even teachers will start to embrace it as formal curriculum starts to become available. And I think it's just the next, I just believe it's the next thing. I will clarify one quick thing just based on the last lead-in. We have 11 Dr. Seuss books ready to go. The rest of them will be coming over the next 18 months. So just so people don't think they're all available today.
You got more Seuss in the pipeline then?
We do for the next, year and a half, 2 years.
All right, we've got Barry on the line in Des Moines, Iowa. Hi, Barry. You are on the phone with Michelle Cripollani and his team from Ocean House Media, the gang behind the Dr. Seuss apps. What's your question?
Hey, Michelle, do you think that traditional books are dying?
You know, I don't think that they're dying. I do think that the publishing industry is going to have a tough time. I think the bookstores are going to have a tough time. I think people are going to start buying their media digitally. I think what you're going to see with books is the same thing that we've seen with the music industry, the CD industry. CD sales are down, digital sales are up. So it's not that music is dying, it's just the format is changing, and I think the same thing is going to happen with books.
Do you have any kind of, thank you for your call, caller. Do you have any sort of crystal ball that can tell us, you know, when this will happen? Are we looking at 10 years down the road, there will be no more bookstores in neighborhoods, or do you think it'll be more of a gradual thing?
I think it'll be a gradual thing over the course of the next 10 to 15 years. We're already seeing industry-wide that e-books represent about 10% of the overall market, and I believe that Random House and others are pegging a 50% tipping point somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 to 8 years from now.
You designed these Dr. Seuss apps, and they came, in our last segment, you said, directly from the books themselves, the text and the original artwork. Was there any sort of research that went into it in terms of focus groups with children? Did you have kids come in and play with these things and sort of battle test them the way there is toy testing today?
You know, it's interesting. We have a lot of children involved with our group. It just so happens the people that are working at Ocean House Media, we have a lot of kids. So we did focus group testing on our own kids. Our lead engineer, his wife homeschools their five daughters, so that was pretty interesting. And one of the other guys here, his wife is a speech therapist at an elementary school. So, you know, we sort of did informal testing at this stage, and the fun thing about the way the App Store works is now that the apps are out there, we get a lot of user reviews and user comments. And we actually do go through those and filter through them, and we've had some interesting project update ideas, and we've taken advantage of some of those. So we kind of have this interesting feedback loop going with the people that are buying the apps.
If you are not an Apple iPhone user, if you're a BlackBerry user, you have another smartphone, are your apps or are any apps workable on other phones?
At this stage, all of the Ocean House Media apps are only available on Apple devices. We are considering other devices. I think you'll find that across the board with a lot of the apps. 24 months ago, people didn't know what apps were, and it all started. It all really got birthed here on the Apple platforms. So that's where the developers have grown roots. That's where they've started. But now there's a slow transition, and some people are starting to venture out across over to Android devices, these Droid devices, possibly Microsoft's new devices, and BlackBerry.
What's your favorite app? Which app do you use the most?
Which app do I use the most? There's a Twitter app that I love. I'm a social media junkie. I love my iPad, actually. I use my iPad even more than the phone, and everything we do works on both. And whether it's Twitter or Flipbook, which is actually pretty cool on the iPad as well, a great new way to go through Facebook and social media stuff.
And what does Flipbook do?
Flipbook creates a custom magazine for you using your feeds based upon pictures and videos that friends have posted to Facebook and Twitter. And it's interesting the way that people are starting to layer applications on top of other things that are already available online. There's some really, really interesting innovations coming for these devices, and this is just one of those examples. Like a month ago, who would have ever thought of this? And now it's something I look at quite often. It's really cool.
And apps are, as we wrap up things here, we have about 60 seconds left, a reasonably inexpensive extension to your phone. So your Dr. Seuss apps will only set you back a few bucks, right?
That's right. Yeah, the Dr. Seuss apps, we sell the full books for $3.99, which is really interesting when you consider that if you go to buy the hardback version of Cat in the Hat, it'll be $8, or How the Grinch Stole Christmas will be $15. And that just speaks to the new business model and not needing to print in China and ship overseas and inventory and the salespeople and then the bookstore margin and all of it. It's a whole different business.
Well, it's certainly fascinating, and I appreciate you looping in technologically unsavvy guys like me. Michelle Cripollani is our guest He's with Ocean House Media, and if you'd like to visit him online to pick up those Dr. Seuss apps, again, the website is?
OceanHouseMedia.com.
Or visit your Apple App Store online. Thanks so much for making time for us to be on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. I'm Burke Allen, live in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.